Hello and welcome to the Consumer Goods Forum End-to-End Value Chain podcast. My name is Joelle Mbuya Leclerc and I work in the communications team. In this podcast series, we'll be hearing industry insights from experts working towards collaborative solutions that benefit the entire value chain. In our last podcast episode, we heard from IBM India Associate Partner Rajesh Ray, who shared his thoughts all about demand management in consumer goods. And today, Rajesh is back with another exciting topic to discuss, and that is track and trace. Good morning, Rajesh. Thank you very much for joining us again today.
Thanks. Good morning, Joel, and good morning to you as well.
Great. So, Rajesh, let's jump right into everything about track and trace. Can you please tell our listeners a bit about what track and trace is and what the different aspects are?
Okay. Thanks, Joel. I think that's an important topic because track and trace means to different things to different companies. But essentially, it is talking about three essential parts in track and trace. The first one is inbound and outbound shipment tracking, where you are essentially tracking that where my inbound materials are, where my raw materials are, and where my finished goods are. So that's about inbound and outbound shipment tracking. Second one is more about the trace part, where essentially we want to find out from where the product has come. So on which day it was manufactured, in which factory, from which suppliers his materials has come, because those kind of information helps us to find out if we find there is any defect in the product, what is the root cause for this defect? Is it a problem in the manufacturing on a particular shift in the factory, or there is a faulty material which came from raw material, which had caused the problem in the finished goods? So that's about the product genealogy part, or what we call as trace part. And finally, I think what is becoming more important nowadays, and there is another bit of track and trace, which is essentially to prevent the illicit trade. And that is to ensure the right product is changing hand at different nodes of supply chain. There is no fake product. So consumer goods industry and some of the verticals of consumer goods industry like tobacco is facing a large problem for illicit trade. So that's another part of track and trace to ensure that the right product is moving in the supply chain and it is not a fake product. And the company is ensuring that the product which is manufactured from their factory is actually reaching the retail shelf. So I think these are the three essential parts of track and trace which consumer goods companies typically look at.
Okay, excellent. So thank you very much for defining the inbound and outbound shipment tracking, product genealogy, and the illicit trade prevention. So now, Rajesh, can you tell us, what is the business case for consumer goods companies to invest in a track and trace solution?
So if I look at essentially, there are six main value drivers or which can drive the business case for investing in a solution like track and trace. The first is obviously revenue growth opportunity. So if you can reduce the illicit trade in your supply chain, there is less fake product. That means you can sell more of the genuine product. So that's a revenue growth opportunity. Second is now there is heavy penalty if you are not adhering to the different compliance norms, which is in different countries. And so as you put a track and trace solution, you can avoid some of these regulatory fines, which you end up paying if you are not compliant with these different laws. And you essentially also spend less in audits and other compliance costs. The third part is obviously ensuring shipment are reaching customer on time. That is essentially results in improved customer service, no delay penalty, and that indirectly also can give you opportunity in terms of revenue growth. Fourth part is it brings more transparency in your supply chain because you know from where the product has come, you know the product's origin, you can faster identify if there is any root cause of issue to ensure that this defect does not reoccur in the future, and in turn, it reduces your quality cost. So that's an important part of track and trace solution. And the fifth one, which I found quite interesting, is also is reduction of wastage, because you are monitoring status of product during the entire journey from source to destination. Especially that is important for a few things like food products, where there is a lot of wastage happens because the shelf life of the product is lost. And you know, like things like milk or the meat, these kind of products, if you can't do track the product properly during its entire supply chain, there is a chance that the product will get waste. And the finally is, if you are having assets at very remote locations, you can also track how your asset is getting utilized, if there is any problem in those assets. So that also you can monitoring by putting a good track and trace solution. So essentially, these six are the major value drivers or business case for putting a track and trace solution.
Okay, thank you. That definitely does sound like a very strong business case on multiple levels. And so, Rajesh, can you tell us a little bit more maybe about why this is becoming increasingly important for consumer goods companies?
So, again, I think there are a few reasons. And essentially, I will talk about five main reasons why track and trace is increasingly becoming important for consumer goods companies. The first one is, consumer goods companies is one of the worst affected industry by illicit trade. Yes, I was telling you, for some of the verticals like tobacco, there is almost 40% of the products are fake. So that's an important dimension. And so for consumer goods companies, as illicit trade is very high, so it is quite important to have a good track and trace process. That's number one. The second one is, food contributes a major portion of consumer good industry. So if you look at probably 40 to 50% of consumer goods business is actually packaged food business. And many food products like milk, meat, etc., that needs continuous tracking of temperature during their journey from what I call as farm to fork, from the point it is originated up to our dining table. So during this entire journey, track and trace is quite important to keep the product in good shape. The third is, as I was telling you earlier, that increasingly compliance, because many of the food products are subjected to different regulatory bodies like FDA. There are food compliance authorities almost in every country nowadays. And that makes the compliance is very important for food products and for consumer goods companies. On-time delivery for consumer goods companies is always very important, because that's the most important part of customer service. No retailer, no distributor wants to keep a lot of stock these days, because everyone is concerned about that margin. And that means that we need to have on-time delivery. And we can only ensure on-time delivery if you can track the shipment throughout its journey. So that only then you know that the product is reaching on time to the customer. And finally, is the capability of product recall. So as it happens at times that the consumer goods companies find that the product is faulty and and whatever is reached to the retail shelf is not good, you need to know where the products are so that you can bring it back quickly before it does some major damage to your brands and your company's image. So that's also quite important for consumer goods companies. So I think these are the five reasons for which I think it is increasingly becoming important for consumer goods companies to look at the track and trace process.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And, Rajesh, on our podcast series, we like to give our listeners practical steps that they can implement within their own companies. So do you have any, do you have some advice or any solutions that you could recommend that a company could use or would need to put in place a track and trace process?
So I think, unfortunately, there is no single answer to this, and depend on the kind of track and trace requirements the company has. But essentially, if you group the solutions, it will fall into three categories. One is the different hardware system, the first one, which is basically printing and marking solutions, labeling solutions so that you can track the level, RFID reader, which can scan, and barcode scanner. So those are the hardware systems which enable the track and trace process. Then we have different software point applications, so like application for serialization, which can essentially serialize each bottle, each label, or each carton. Then the solutions which can do aggregations, like which can do tracking at the level of bundle, case, or pallet. And obviously, there are end-to-end track and trace packages. So there are a lot of software pocket packages in that category. The fourth important category is RFID. And the last and the final one is obviously the blockchain, which is becoming increasingly a very important technology for track and trace.
Okay, great. So this is a perfect lead into my next question, my favorite part of the podcast, when we get to talk a little bit more about tech and take a deep dive into innovative technologies. So you mentioned blockchain, Rajesh. Can you tell us a bit about how you see technologies such as this making a big difference in this process?
So blockchain technology is a very promising technology for enterprise-wide visibility and track and trace of every transaction happening across different supply chain nodes. Now, track and trace is one of the most popular use case in supply chain domain for blockchain. And if you look at blockchain as such, in the supply chain, the first thing or the most popular use case is in the blockchain is track and trace. So obviously many consumer goods companies nowadays are doing proof of concept, and they're really looking at whether they can really deploy this technology on a larger scale. And I work with few clients who are actually gone through the stage of proof of concept and moving into the next level of looking at really deploying track and trace solution enabled by blockchain. So that's a technology which has a lot of future, and we are seeing a lot of clients, or a lot of consumer goods clients especially, trying to apply this technology to solve their problem of track and trace.
Okay, great. Thanks, Rajesh. So just a final question. If some of our listeners want to get a bit more familiar with the language around track and trace when they're entering into conversations about this, can you maybe give us a few keywords that our listeners can look out for or familiarize themselves with?
Yes. So for this broadcast, I'll just limit myself to a few of the key terms, and I will talk about six specific key terms. The first one is track, which is essentially outbound movements or inbound movements where you try to find out where the product is, either while receiving the product from your supplier or ensuring the product is reaching to your customer. So that is more about the forward movement part. Trace generally goes back. So as I give another example, that if you try to figure out a faulty product from which factory it has come and the raw material from it has come from which supplier, so that is going back. So that's trace. The third important term is serialization. The fourth important term is what we call as transaction security. So in technology term, this name is called pedigree, or to be more specific, as in technology term, it is also called e-pedigree solutions. The fifth one is what we call as product security or product authentications. That's also quite important term, which will frequently come across when you talk to some expert in this area, or when you try to enable a process in this area. And the last one is illicit trade or counterfeiting, which I just talked about. That's to ensure that you are not carrying fake product in your supply chain, and actually genuine product which is coming out from your factory is reaching up to the retail shelves. That's about the illicit trade products.
Super. So now everybody is equipped with all the terms that they need to know when talking all about track and trace. Thank you very much, Rajesh. So before we wrap up the podcast today, Rajesh, if our listeners would like to speak with you more about this topic or any other topic linked to this, where can they reach out to you?
Sure. So I have a LinkedIn account, and I can leave my LinkedIn account ID with you. And anyone interested to know more about this topic, they can reach out to me directly.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Rajesh, once again for joining us on this podcast. And we look very forward to hearing from you again soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Joel.
And thank you very much to our listeners for tuning in to yet another episode of the End-to-End Value Chain podcast. And be sure to catch the next one. In the meantime, for more information about the End-to-End Value Chain initiative, or to listen to previous podcast episodes, please visit www.tcgfvaluechain.com.